Now it's time for our question of the month. Listener Anne Hawke says, when my son, who's now 23, was 15 months old, we discovered that he had neurofibromatosis type 1, or NF1, also known as von Recklinghausen disease. At the time, we were told that the next 15 to 30 years would see important developments for sufferers, but I'm not aware of any developments that could help. Please could you give me an update on the situation with this condition, which I believe is the most common genetic disease, but one that often doesn't make any headline news. Well, NF1 affects the nerves and it causes a range of problems in the body, including both benign and malignant tumours. To find out more about the current state of treatment and research, I spoke to Rosalie Ferner, Professor of Neurology at King's College London, who runs the Neurofibromatosis Service at Guy's and St Thomas's Hospital.
A lot has happened since I started being involved in the late 1980s. They found the gene at that time, so they know where the gene is, and they found a bit about the function of the gene. The gene product is really this tumour suppressor, so simply stated, it keeps cells controlled, so it stops them growing too much and dividing too much. The research has gone into a number of areas. It's gone into learning problems, which is one of the commonest manifestations of the condition. It's usually mild learning problems. Research has gone into tumours, both benign and malignant, and it's gone into bone. I think those are sort of the big areas. And the two things that are being done, they're looking at underlying molecular mechanisms so that they can target treatment to the particular problem. And they're also looking quite carefully at something that's not quite so buzzy but very important, is outcome measures. So it's no good having a treatment if you don't know how to measure whether it's been beneficial or not. When you look at outcome measures, you want to look at things that are objective. You know, have you shrunk the size of something? Have you improved intelligence? But importantly, you want the patient's point of view, because that doesn't always coincide with what you see as an improvement.
Have there been significant advances in treatment for these types of tumours and diseases?
Yes, they're starting to come through, and I think one always needs to be cautious. So if you take, for instance, the benign neurofibromas, the lumps, they cause a lot of problems because they're cosmetically difficult. They can cause neurological problems. They can cause pain and bleeding. They've used mouse models, because they're very good models for disease, to screen potential drugs that may block these rather complex tumour formation pathways. There have been a few drugs that have tried with limited success. There is a new drug called a MEK inhibitor. A MEK is just one of those signals on the pathway that activates tumour formation. Very early results suggest that this shrinks neurofibromas a little. I wouldn't say massively, but a little, so it's promising. So the hope is to increase the clinical trials for that. From the point of view of learning, they've tried statins. As you know, statins are buzzy for lots of reasons, but it was thought, again from the mouse models, that statins might help with improving learning. And they've done a couple of trials on children, and so far there haven't been huge beneficial results. What this is saying is that it's a huge step forward to understand a bit more the molecular mechanisms, understanding complications. These are early stages in treatment where people are trying drugs that are blocking different bits of this very complex pathway. There are treatments available. Are they effective? Well, at this stage, it's quite early to say.
Thanks to listener Anne Hawke and Professor Rosalie Ferner. If you've got any questions about genes, DNA and genetics, you can email me at genetics@thenakedscientist.com.